Hi, here's another outside the box, and the seventh in a series on lesser known kinds of discrimination. Today's topic is adultism. Children seen but not heard. Kids misbehaving. Youth rebellious. Teenagers hormones out of control. It's hard for young people to get real respect from adults. Adultism is a variation on ageism, where adults use and abuse power they have over children and younger people. Here's how the Child Welfare League of America describes adultism. Quote, adultism happens when this prejudice is combined with the ability of adults to exert control over the lives of young people. When adults practice adultism, young people are viewed as objects instead of resources. The end result is that young people become disempowered and disenfranchised, end quote. And Jenny Sazama, who works with an organization called Youth on Board, says simply, quote, the basis of young people's oppression is disrespect, end quote. It's easy to feel disrespected and second class when you're a young person, especially under age 18 or 21. There are constant messages from adults and sometimes older teens. You don't understand. Or, you're too young. Or, you haven't learned this yet. Or, let me do this for you. Age restrictions sometimes criminalize behaviors for young people that wouldn't be for an older person, such as truancy, staying out past curfew, drinking and smoking. They prevent young people from becoming emancipated and living on their own. Young people can't vote and have limited access to contraceptives and medications. Younger people are often accused of criminal behavior or irresponsible acts that older people are assumed to be innocent of. And teens, especially those 16 and under, often get paid less for the same work. When taken to its extreme, adultism can become what's called ephebophobia, a term meaning the fear of young people. When you see a group of young people on the street corner, do you think, I wonder who those young people are and what they think about the world they're entering? Or do you say to yourself, danger, gangbangers, criminals, skateboarders, druggies, punks, or cruisers, and try to avoid them? While adults may feel comfortable with individual young people, many older people are at least uncomfortable, if not fearful, of teen and youth culture, young people's insistence on being respected, and their desire to break free of adult control. But young people are advocating for themselves. In a recent survey of young people in the UK, 43% were aware that they experienced discrimination because of their age. In the U.S., many young people have organized to form the National Youth Rights Association, Americans for a Society Free from Age Restrictions, and the Free Child Project. All such groups send the message that the real issue is ability and understanding, not age. They advocate lowering the voting age to 16. There are great examples of the ability and smartness of young people. The successful strike by Newsies, newspaper carriers who are in their early teens and as young as 6, against major New York City newspapers in 1899 is one example. Author Philip Hose has written 3 books, We Were There Too, Young People in U.S. History, Claudette Colvin, Twice Toward Justice, and It's Our World Too, demonstrating the incredible competence of young people. When we think of ageism, it's not just younger people who face discrimination because of their age, but older people too. That discrimination is based mostly on the assumption that older people can't do, either physically or mentally or both, what they did when they were younger, or what young people can do now. but that list will have to wait until another time. Did you experience age discrimination when you were a child or teenager? What kind, and how did you feel about it? I'm Larry Danziger, feeling older and wishing I were younger, but not too young.